This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There we are again. I bet you've been waiting, right? With bated breath, waiting for Jay and I to come back on the air so that we can continue to fill your ears and your head and your mind and your day with ideas, thoughts, opinions. It's the good stuff here. And speaking of good things, here's a village reopening their local pub after it was closed for 10 years, and they raised the money in the town to buy the pub. So now they got a real local pub, the Rising Sun Pub in Forest of Dean up in Gloucestershire. We got a lot of news from England today.
Mm-hmm.
It's been reborn as a boozer. Don't you love that? They had a fundraising, a non-profit sort of thing. Kind of like, do they have over there what do we call it here? The fundraising thing that we... that you can give to, what's the name of that thing that GoFundMe. Thank you very much, James. They have that sort of same thing there.
Yeah, they have GoFundMe. Yeah, I think GoFundMe is almost completely worldwide.
Everywhere.
Given some of the obvious countries that might not use it.
But don't close down the only pub in town if you're in England. That's something that's a no-no. So folks there got together, and now everybody owns... Kind of reminds me of the scene from Chicago Fire where the firemen own their own bar, right? Everybody goes in. A little schnapps here, a little schnapps there. So
on a lot of those shows, somebody owns a bar or a prominent actor or prominent character works at said bar, and then that's always the local hangout or whatever.
It's
cool, too, because they not only did they want their local bars, their pubs saved and their place that is truly a part of the community, but there were developers that were going to turn it into something else, like
bars.
Yeah.
No pub in town?
No, it's ruining everything.
Right. So they have what they want. You know, you can have what you want as well. You can do what you dream. You can brave what you fear if you kind of adjust your mind. Fear and things that get in the way of you becoming a winner or staying winner, whatever, however you like to see yourself, keep yourself in that positive place. Good idea, because thoughts become things. I say that over and over and over and over again. So why not choose a good one? If you're surrounded by your friends, people you like, you know, I had a little birthday dinner the other day with a couple of friends and my sister. It was wonderful. It's all I need. I would like to have been with the children, so I'm going to replicate that with them next weekend because it's Jasper's birthday along with mine. We kind of put them together oftentimes, put two of them together if they're close enough. And it's wonderful. It's touching. There's a sentiment to it. Did you ever get that video of the kids singing to me posted? I know you had trouble with it. I didn't see it on Facebook.
No, it's the weirdest thing where it just keeps disappearing. As soon as I post and then I go to look to see that it's been posted, it's just, it doesn't even exist.
Bunga, bunga. All right. Well,
so all of these issues, Doug, that you have with your Facebook, they are not user issues.
No, they're Facebook.
Yeah.
Maybe I should just learn how to use Twitter, although it's not much better, or Instagram, and do that. Except you can't really, you just post pictures on Instagram. You can't tell stories on Instagram, right?
No, you still can. You can still caption things,
Can you?
Yeah.
I use Facebook Marketplace.
Instagram is owned by Facebook, so it's only a matter of time.
There we go. Yeah, before that's all blamed up. So anyway, the point of me trying to get you to think something that will be in your honor, something that will be your passion, something that will make you seem brilliant in your own mind. I think you got to convince yourself. People who say, oh, well, I'm nothing special. If you think that, you won't be. If you think you're something, and I'm not talking about ego, because there are plenty of narcissists who think, hello, look at the political landscape, who think they're the world's greatest and they aren't. The first time I ever encountered that, I think, was with what's his face? Muhammad Ali. I am the greatest. He believed it, and it was so. He was the greatest boxer It'd be nice if there's something better than being a good boxer, but he was. So you hold that thought today. You're the greatest. Think of category A, B, C, or D. I am the greatest. All right. So I'm not sure what this says about being the greatest. Here's a teenager in North Carolina in the hospital today after jumping out of a Lyft car. The driver made her very scared. Let's see here. 17-year-old girl in Raleigh, North Carolina, hospitalized because she jumped out of a Lyft car.
Yeah.
The driver was making her uncomfortable. Alicia Bowden, taking the Lyft home from work, jumped out as it was moving. She explained that the unidentified driver made her feel scared because of his actions. Well, there have been a number of, I don't want to say a lot, but enough. These creeps that drive these things, I thought they were doing something to better screen the drivers, both at Lyft and at Uber. Are they not doing that still?
I think they are, but it still doesn't seem like it is enough, because we do. We hear about this a lot, and people are jumping out of their cars. There's a woman who ended up jumping out on a highway and completely busted her face, all of her teeth, and there was a dentist in the community who offered to do her dental work completely free. And this young woman, the 17-year-old from North Carolina, she was saying that the driver was even asking, making comments about her appearance, asking questions like, how many boys flirt with you, and all of that stuff. And he basically started in on this right away as she got into the car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Supreme Court justice who's newest, Ms. Jackson, is in the news because she's issued a short dissent in support of a death row inmate, happens to be in Ohio. This is her first Supreme Court opinion. It would have, well, they're looking at the lower court. They always look, what they understand, what they're trying to figure out is whether these cases come from lower courts. And they've been challenged, appealed, if you will. So the story, if I understand it correctly, Jay, here, is that this particular person who's on death row may not have committed the crime. And they don't seem to have done, back again to not doing a good job at prosecuting. So what's the real story here?
Well, yeah, so Devil Chin shot and killed a man named Ryan Jones as part of an attempted robbery, was sentenced to death after another man who was named an accomplice, Marvin Washington, identified him for police. Now, the thing is, Chin said that there was information withheld that Washington had a juvenile.
Well, where are his lawyers on all of this? This is the question about lawyers. Did he have a public defender, and the public defender didn't really defend him? Is that kind of what this is? This feels like it's pointing in that direction. If they, you know, when you have public defenders and you're not paying for them, you get what you pay for. In many cases, and I don't mean that as a slight against public defenders, because oftentimes they have a heavy caseload and they don't pay attention, but it's like the system doesn't care. If you don't have money, you're going to get screwed. Right? I mean, that, not always, but way too often.
And then it kind of goes to like the whole systemic issues of it's the system. It's totally broken. Well, and then Chin was saying that the 1963 Brady versus Maryland case, that was what was violated, that this information of Washington's history, which would make him change the credibility of his witness, it was completely withheld. And the judge of the
Lord, the crooked judge, crooked lawyers,
said that it wasn't enough. It wasn't materialized enough to have stated whether or not it would actually have changed the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
And Justice Jackson is saying that, well, yeah, that could have. It is possible. And also, how many other cases like this exist where they're looking for this materialized credibility and information?
Did you see the 911 call made from an Apple Watch? A woman was buried alive if she had her watch on, and she made a 911 call. Wow. This woman was attacked by her husband in their home, and he beat her up and knocked her out. They were in the divorce process, arguing about finances, so he just took a hole and buried her, but he didn't take her Apple Watch off. I'd like to go through something like that.
Right?
Think
Wasn't
about
there
that.
Another story of a guy who did something and was trying to bury his estranged, soon-to-be-divorced spouse, and he had a heart attack while he was burying her, digging the grave or something?
That I don't remember. It sounds like a credible story for sure.
It was definitely a divine intervention karma.
Yeah. Right, karma. Hello, karma. This is Dougie. Here's a woman. Here's to speak about karma. A woman in Vermont has been mauled by a bear in her backyard. All she did was take her dog out for a walk. Her name is Sarah Deedle, I think is how you pronounce it. Let her dog out. It was 10 o'clock at night. Chased a bear cub up a tree, and then, woof, look out. Mother bear comes. She came running out of the woods, out of the dark, right after me. And then somebody that was, I guess a neighbor, said the bear was close enough to the door that he was able to hit the animal in the head with a flashlight. And the bear then let go. But he had Miss Deigel ready to rip her, you know, bears. When they get a hold of you, you're done. It's a good thing this guy was around.
Well, yeah, and that was the mama bear just protecting her cub.
Yeah, that's right, sure.
Instinct. This is,
yep.
You know, yeah. Point blank.
Bear sightings in Vermont are at the highest level they have seen ever, it would seem, according to Vermont Fish and Wildlife people. There are lots of these animals. It's happening not just in Vermont, but all around the country where the wildlife is being squeezed out of habitat because building and, you know, quote-unquote civilization is coming to their town. It's like all of these places that are using up people have a place to live, no question about that. But is there a way we can rethink? That's what a lot of people are asking. Rethinking how we live so that we don't have to have as much land and some of the animals can survive more. There are people that have some interesting theories about that to become food for thought for sure rather than food for the bear. 18 after the hour.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, we could try to fill the remaining time with awkward pauses. It's often done for comedic effect. Is it working? I can't tell if this is funny. Maybe this is so bad it's funny. Wow, we really peaked at the save big when you switched to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Why wait to save? Dell Technologies' Black Friday event arrives early with select deals on top tech to power business productivity. The savings start now with up to 48% off performance business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, including free shipping on everything. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Black Friday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Hi there, I'm your host, Dog, filling in for the human who's normally here and bringing you the smells and sounds of the holidays, courtesy of Beggin' Dog Treats.
We wish you a beggin' Christmas. We wish you a beggin' Christmas. So rest ye merry Dobermen, let beggin' you acquire. Deck the halls with strips of beggin'.
Remember, for bacon-loving dog excitement this holiday,
it's bacon!
Ladies and gentlemen, about about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Let it roll. Sounds like a Christmas song. Let it roll, let it roll, let it roll. Let's get to some celebrity news, shall we please? Social media and your input too, by the way, is important. Whatever the dirt is that you've got, send it along. Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show. On Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. And let's get, I think we ought to celebrate, say it again, Doug. I was going to celebrate Cher by sharing some of Cher's music. How's that? Not bad, huh? Crank this up, will you please, James? Hi. Cher's got a new boyfriend. Nothing new about that. She seems to go through them pretty quickly, and she keeps them pretty young. This is no exception. She's 76, and her boyfriend is 40 years younger than she is. Hooray!
Good for her.
Alexander Edwards is his name. He's a producer, I guess, music. I'm sure that's how she met him. So she's sort of bragging about her new relationship, it would seem. She's never bothered.
And also defending it, because a lot of people are going.
Why is anybody else's business? I just tell them to go pound sand.
Exactly. And you have people who are coming for it with the whole age thing, but then you have other people who think they're doing a kind deed and like, well, make sure he's not using you for your money. You know what? She is Cher. She is.
She get plenty of money if she wants to share her money with it.
Yes. She knows how to run her life. Let's not tell Cher how to live.
She's a very good business person as well. Anyway, so there are, and I don't know that much about this guy. They met during Fashion Week in September. He's an artist.
He's a music executive. And that's the other thing. She said how that she does tend to date younger guys because, in her experience, younger guys are not intimidated by successful older women, whereas men her own age.
Probably a few other things going on there as well for younger men that she might find appealing. At any rate, you know what it is? It's nobody's business. So should we even be talking about it? We're talking about it from the point of view of mind your own business, MYOB.
Yes.
Right? Have some fun if she wants to.
Specifically, should be talking about this.
But you see, this is the double standard, because if some guy, let's say I was dating somebody who was 40 years younger than me, and first of all, my daughter wouldn't allow it, but after that, the idea of me dating a 40, well, not 40-something, but 30-something person. 40-something, probably okay. 30-something, not so cool. But at least that's what people would say. So in this case, is saying the same thing. They're just jealous.
I think people are more used to it. And maybe. Where an older guy dating a younger woman, the younger woman is typically the one who gets the heat for it because, okay, now she's a gold digger. She's a gold digger.
Right. She's not, what do they call them?
Gold diggers?
No, there's some other, they call them something. Begins with a G.
Sugar daddy, sugar baby.
Sugar daddy, that's it, right? Yeah.
Yeah, when it's the older woman, she's a cougar.
Right, yep. Okay, from Def Leppard, drummer Rick Allen didn't want to live after losing his arm in a car crash, 59 years old. I've forgotten what does Def Leppard, say it again, Def. Def Leppard sound like? We got any of their music? I'm sure it's noisy, because I think Def Leppard was always kind of noisy from what I remember, huh? Yeah. Anyway, so he lost his left arm after a fatal crash back in 1984. But, you know, apparently at that time he thought it was the end of his life. But then he grew up and found out that it wasn't. So
This 21-year-old musician who was a drummer all of a sudden feels like he's never going to drum again in his life. And here he is, still one of the best drummers around.
Using one arm. This shows that if there's not any hope around, look at this guy for hope. I think that's probably the example or the lesson you take away from that story. 27, 28 after the hour. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure, got diabetes, no problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers, so you don't have to do that, and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. I'm thanking her before we even get her on the air as we dig into why it is so helpful for people to get healthy the healthy way.
You are 100% correct, Gina. With Calitrin, you don't have to sacrifice your long-term health for your short-term goals because Calitrin's so different than every other weight loss product out there. There's no stimulants. There's no drugs. There's nothing in it that will make you feel sick or jittery. There's nothing that's going to make your heart race. There's nothing that's going to interfere with any medications at all. Now, I will also say this. It is not a quick fix. If you're looking for, hey, I need to drop 20 pounds before I've got a wedding in 2 weeks, then this is not that product. No. This is actually healthy weight loss. Right now, we've extended that big sale. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free. It's on our website, toploss.com. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS.
Use the Doug promo code to have free shipping as well. That's toploss.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The tallies from the midterm elections continue in America. Here's where we stand in the Pennsylvania senatorial race. John Fetterman has projected to be the winner over Dr. Mehmet Oz.
I never expected that we were going to turn these red counties blue, but we did what we needed to do.
Republican J.D. Vance wins the Senate seat in Ohio. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp retains his seat in the Peach State. Sarah Huckabee Sanders will be the next governor of Arkansas. Governor Ron DeSantis in Florida and Greg Abbott in Texas will continue in their roles.
We have rewritten the political map. Thank you for honoring us with a win for the ages.
Tropical storm Nicole has intensified and was very close to hurricane strength while it's heading towards the Atlantic side of the southern Florida coast. USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
After the hour, big spike in listenership, and I'm all for that. Let's have more. The more the merrier, as the old song went, the more the merrier, the fewer the better fare. It's an old spiritualist song that probably nobody listening to this program has ever heard but me. That's because I sang it. You don't know it. Well, look, it's an old, it's an old, actually, from what I remember, when I was in the choir at Heidelberg, we sang a lot of secular thing. We traveled around the country and went to Europe singing for our supper, literally and figuratively. And we had a great repertoire of spiritual songs and sacred songs and secular songs. It was a lot of fun actually singing. And it was really good for character building as well. Learning a lot about music. Music is so important to all of us. Think about how much time you spend listening to music. And if it's music that really transforms your life or your feeling. You know, if somebody were to put on right now the song from Tavares called Heaven Must Be Missing an Angel, it would change my entire, not that I have a, I'm feeling great, and normally I'm fortunate that I do when I'm on the air and in the rest of my life as well. But there's something about that song, when you hear it, that just in a couple of Elvis tunes or a few Beatles, early Beatles tunes that do that, and even going back to the 1812 overture, it's just something that clicks. And everybody, I think, has that in their musical experience, don't you? You must have songs when you hear them.
Yeah, ones that I have different playlists just depending on what mood I'm in to just put them on. But there's one song by a singer-songwriter. She does country a lot, Brandi Carlile. It's called The Story.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And every time I hear that song, I'm not a big crier, but I feel so emotional.
I know.
And it's like, she's three lines in, and all of a sudden I'm in the car bawling my eyes out.
Yep, I'm with you on that one. Yes. Yep. So it's transformative. Think about things that go on in your life and your day that have transformative effects, the action that may put you outside of your comfort zone. Who knows what it is? By definition, it's different with everybody. But what you're thinking, the action, the sort of things, excuse me, that are important to all of us, really, when you think about it. Do something, I guess maybe the bottom line is, do something different and behave differently. Even if you have wonderful movies or maybe books that you read or something, music that really puts you in a great place, try something that you haven't tried before and see if you maybe can get into that same place. You won't know till you try. I think that's the bottom line. Okay, so here's something that's good. A massive cleanup. It's funny, this must be synchronicity. I was talking the other night at my birthday party about my trip to one of the trips that I had taken to Egypt and eating fruit that had been washed in water from the Nile River and how sick I got because the Nile River is pretty foul. Mm-hmm. So now, how many years later? That would have been in the mid-1990s probably, so at least 20-some-odd years ago. There's so much plastic and garbage in that river. So now there's a pyramid that has been built with the plastic and the garbage they've taken from the Nile over on the western side, the western desert, the western end of the Nile River. It was put up on when the builders hoped this would be the century of plastic cleanup, and they're trying to use it for something good. And it was on display, apparently. Yeah, it is.
It's this physical reminder of clean up your trash and don't just toss things around. It's a cleanup effort, but also it's going to stay there because people need to see this. This was in the river that should not be.
No.
Like, let's be real.
Uh-huh.
Do we still have to tell people this? Do we still have to tell adults, pick up your trash? I can't tell you. I'm sure we've all seen this where somebody's going to throw something away, and they throw it towards the garbage can, and it falls out, and
misses.
They kind of look at it.
They don't pick
it
up.
Even look at it, so they acknowledge it fell, and they just keep walking.
Yeah. This lazy. I always pick up people's trash. No, I don't mean that to say, oh, Doug, he's a good guy. No, I do it because I feel responsible. And it doesn't take, how much effort does it take for you to lean over, pick something up, and throw it into a trash can? Not much, boys and girls. This is, by the way, the 100th year of us acknowledging, after World War I, there was sort of a creative spurt that started, the first of many in America. After the Industrial Revolution of the 1880s, we'd started to, you see railroads being built and industry starting. And so with that came waste. There's always with progress like that, I guess you call it progress, there is waste that's attached to it. So it's not so much that you're creating waste. What do you do with it? And there was a big movement about 100 years ago where people recognized that we were making messes and we needed to, and at that time people were much more responsible. There wasn't rubbish pickup, right? You didn't have people driving around in trucks picking up your rubbish. You didn't have rubbish containers. Some of the earlier cities in the western part of our country were filthy, 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 horrible places. And yet people somehow or other figured out how to clean them up. And that's kind of it's your responsibility. I don't mean this to be sounding like I'm lecturing you, but I just think, why not all of us take responsibility and make this planet and our life and our neighborhood, our world, much better? Thank you very much.
And that's the thing, and these small little changes of just making sure you throw away your trash in a garbage can and these different things, not using plastic straws, not using single-use plastic unless you are going to do something else with it. Just start small And it doesn't have to be like an overnight kind of situation of cold turkey, not doing certain things.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Okay, there's a lesson there. I was talking the last half hour, and if you didn't hear it, you can listen to our Good Day Show on the gooddayshow.com website. You can, there's an app for it. Listening is something that people kind of, I'm told, people like to do it later in the day. But they like to do it on demand, so you can do that. And so I'm going to make reference to something that I talked about in the last half hour, which is normally a no-no for me, but if I can get away with talking about that, I'll just say, okay, you can listen to the download, or you can listen to the show in its entirety, because you can, all day, every day, at gooddayshow.com. By the way, speaking of downloads, we have some really good things. Almost every day we have a download, which is basically our podcast. And one of the recent ones we have, which was quite good, a lot of the conversation about elections and the midterm elections and what people were saying before. We also had a focus on Heidi Klum's, I'm pronouncing your name right? Heidi Klum's
helicopter parenting
style. Yeah, well, I think I remembered you telling me that. Anyway, there's just a lot of stuff that helps you get tuned up or stay tuned up for the day. Info is at gooddayshow.com. So anyway, I was talking about this woman that was chased by a bear. Now, the update on not her, but another chase scene, a beachgoer attacked by a shark in Del Mar, California. Lifeguard Chief John Elderbrock says a juvenile white shark bit a 50-year-old woman on her leg. I just can't imagine. We've had more of those stories, it seems, this year than we've ever had.
I just can't imagine.
Yeah,
it seems like sharks, bears, and alligators.
Yeah, right. Are we just more conscious of it, or is it just they're more around? I think what I said in the last half hour was the habitat thing is probably the reason for it. Don't you think? It makes sense.
Yeah, I think that's a big reason. Also, we have more access to so many news sources where once upon a time these were unless it was a significant attack.
You wouldn't hear the story.
This was local news. Yeah,
yeah, right.
It was local news. It wasn't national news.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, certainly. So anyway, the story of this woman in stable condition now after the attack. She was treated for punctures. Ugh. Lacerations in her leg. Again, the lifeguards were the winners here, and she's the winner because she could have been, you know, it would have been the end if somebody was not paying attention. The swimmer, though, according to the lifeguard, stayed pretty calm through all of this. But the reason I tell you these stories is because I want you to put yourself in that position and just for a moment, a brief moment, analyze in your own head how you would react if you were in that situation. Scary, yes, but is that your reaction? Or do you, this woman is a great example, was kind of calm. I don't know that I'd be that good in that circumstance, frankly, to just say, okay, I'm sure I'll get out of this. Next question. For Good Day listeners, did a meteorite spark a house fire in California? Remember we were talking about all those meteorites that are in the atmosphere?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there are some who think that in this small little California town near the border, as a matter of fact, as I remember, it's like on the border of Nevada and California. Anyway, not important as to where it was just the fact that it was hit. The house fire burned to the ground, the house and everything that was in it. And there was a big bang before the fire. So that could have been, right?
And especially because the homeowner said that he even kind of saw this light coming from the sky all the way down. And let's be real, the meteorites that do land on Earth that do not burn up in the atmosphere, they have to land somewhere. Very well. And I don't know how insurance would even work with this. Like, is that something we can get on our policy, meteorite damage policies?
Yeah, maybe not. I'd like to think they'd hit the headquarters of the Chinese Communist government. I think that'd be a good place to aim for them. The King of England announcing he is going to be coronated on a bank holiday in May. He's creating the bank holiday. You know what bank holidays are in England? Kind of like on Monday holidays here, when the whole country takes the day off.
We call those bank holidays too, don't we? I thought it meant like something different.
We call them a ruse from political assets that are too close to union leadership. That's what I call it. Anyway, the Prime Minister has announced that the holiday is set for May 8th next year, a three-day weekend with a crowning ceremony for the new monarch at Westminster Abbey. I knew there could be 900 million Jewish people there, but I'd like to be kind of around there when that's going on. In the back of my mind, I'm thinking, you know what? I haven't been to England for a while. Maybe I should go over for that weekend. It's just the beginning of farming season, though, and it just kind of takes me away. But I just would like to see. The English are so cool when it comes to this sort of thing. And so I thought you'd be interested to know.
Mm-hmm. They are
weekend.
Really cool.
They are cool. What's the whole thing, the excitement about
like,
the king?
Let's be real.
And I have a whole, by the way, I have a whole new attitude. I'm not sure I was right in my attitude towards Charles. I think he's a putz, and I don't like the way he treated Diana, but I think he's handling the kingship role pretty well. It seems to that he is, anyway. There's an auction scheduled, an estimated $30 million price tag on the first printing of the U.S. Constitution. This is not the Constitution. This is the first printing of the Constitution. There are only two copies left in private hands. So how much would you bid? Do I hear 30 million? Do I hear 31? 32? I hear 48 past the hour. That's what I hear.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT. Plus 4-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5. That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes 4-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, we could try to fill the remaining time with awkward pauses. It's often done for comedic effect. Is it working? I can't tell if this is funny. Maybe this is so bad it's funny. Wow, we really peaked at the save big when you switched to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Why wait to save? Dell Technologies Black Friday event arrives early with select deals on top tech to power business productivity. The savings start now with up to 48% off performance business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, including free shipping on everything. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Black Friday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Doctor, Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen for this portion of the program with Jack, brought to you by Calitrin, the way to lose weight and keep it off. May I suggest to you that if you have had a good weight loss experience and you want to keep that weight off, then you go to the website for Calitrin, which is toploss.com. Go through all of the info they have there on healthy weight loss. Jack will be the first to tell you that there are lots of ways to lose weight. Some of them good, some of them not so good. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee on this product. When you've lost the weight, get on Calitrin. It'll help you keep it off, which is certainly the sane way to approach weight loss. Okay, check it out. Calitrin at toploss.com. Use the exit code Doug for free shipping and 90 days free. Whoopee! Okay, so we've had some warnings today, Jack, on the program about toxic toads and people licking toxic toads. Have you ever had anybody come into your clinic there and in Salt Lake City who had problems because they had licked a toxic toad? I'm being a little facetious, but not a lot, because not apparently this is a problem, like eating bad mushrooms.
And out here, we're in a desert, and so you have to kind of go out of your way to find it.
A toxic toad.
Talking about the horny toads that are out in the desert. But back east where I grew up, like you, I grew up in Virginia. Well, there's toads and frogs and all over the place. And, there's some interesting videos on YouTube of snakes trying to swallow a toad and spitting them right back out.
Yeah.
And other predator animals biting into a toad and spitting it back out because they have these big glands right behind their eyes that are loaded with these toxic materials. And if they swallow them, it will actually kill the animal that swallowed it, like the snake or something. Toad.
Yeah,
so it's part of Mother Nature's protective mechanisms. But for people to go out, what are they, teenagers trying to find some new drug?
Of course. Mushrooms, toads, whatever we can find. Yeah, right.
Mushrooms are a little safer. I don't recommend that, but they're a little safer than a toad, that's for sure.
Yeah. All right. Triple-demic this winter. rough winter, according to some. How are you talking to your patients, and what are you addressing? The website that you have in your office is, why did I lose the name? Forgettable Doctor? No, what's the Forbidden Doctor? Where the heck was my mind? ForbiddenDoctor.com. I don't mention it enough anymore. You're not with me enough anymore. I forget Forbidden Doctor. Anyway, so the air this winter is supposed to be frigid in much of the country. People indoors, all kinds of
things. We have a podcast called What to Do Before, During, and After the Flu.
Okay.
Which is what's primarily going to get people during the winter, cold flu season. Is, you know, it's no different this year than any other year. Mm-hmm. I know they're calling triple demic or whatever the ridiculous
thing. Yeah, triple demic.
It all depends on the strength of your immune system at any given time. There's always somebody in the family that never gets sick. There's always somebody in the family that always gets sick. Mm-hmm. You know, if you look at their dietary intake, it'll probably tell you an awful lot about
the whole story.
But at ForbiddenDoctor.com under podcast, ForbiddenDoctor.com under podcast, put in flu. Just write in FLU. And you'll see what to do before, during, and after the flu. So what you want to do for your immune system if you're around sick people, what you want, how upgrade it if you do get sick, and the important thing is what happens after the flu. Because a lot of people get through the flu, but it so taxes their immune system. They're a sitting duck for a secondary infection, often pneumonia. So I address all those things in that podcast.
I would think that would be a great thing for people to go look at. We have podcasts that we do with you as well, gooddayhealthshow.com. So there are two ways you can learn from Jack besides listening to the program. It's very, he's got fabulous advice. I was looking at a story about how great it is to live near the water as a child. If you have grown up around water, you'll have better mental health and be healthier. Your physical well-being is also going to be enhanced as an adult. Why do you suppose that is?
Well, the dehydration problem that people have right now, especially in the early years of life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we were outside playing war and all the other army and all the cowboys, Indians, everything that we did, regardless of the country.
Yeah.
How often did we take a jug of water along with us?
Not often.
And in the hotter areas of the body or the country where we would be sweating an awful lot more, there's always a dehydration problem. There's a dehydration problem today, not just in adults, but
water.
In young people as well. And they're satisfying it with these ridiculous sports drinks.
All kinds
of stuff they're developing brains.
Too much sugar. Water everywhere. Dr. Jack Stockwell. Here on Good Day Health, I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.